The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. And I have a feeling we're all in for a real treat, a big dose of energy. I have with me today Amanda Klutz. Amanda is an Ohio native, and she brings her infectious and inspirational attitude to everything that she does. She's a former Broadway dancer, a Radio City Rockette, and now a celebrity trainer. She will have you smiling through every workout. She developed the jump rope method after years of trying different ways to stay in killer shape. She fell in love with the jump rope after discovering it's the quickest, most effective way to get a full body workout, and spent years creating ways to use it for more than just jumping. It's the ultimate prop to have with you at any time, on any trip, and any day. So I love this because we're all on the move and looking for a way to move more effectively. Welcome to the show, Amanda. We're excited to talk to you.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, so tell us a little bit, you know, before we get into the jump rope workout, which I definitely, as somebody who travels a lot and I'm on the road, would love to learn more about, tell us a little bit about your journey. You were a Broadway dancer, a Radio City Rockette, and now you're a celebrity trainer. Talk us through kind of, you know, what your journey through those different roles has been like and what you've learned and walked away with.
Absolutely. Yes, I grew up in Ohio and was a dancer, a ballet dancer growing up as a little girl, and fell in love with performing and singing and acting, and kind of knew that I wanted to move to New York to pursue my dream in Broadway and to be a Radio City Rockette. So I moved to New York and went to school here, a two-year conservatory, and then really pretty much started working in Broadway shows and ever since then. For 16 years, did the Rockettes and Broadway shows. And, you know, fitness, when you're a dancer and a performer, is kind of always part of your life. You know, dance class is very fitness-oriented, and just always staying in shape, always staying in killer shape for your show is always super important. So I kind of fell in love with going to classes, and I would go to New York Sports Club classes for 3 hours a day and just take all sorts of classes. And then I started teaching fitness as a way to have a job when my shows weren't running. So, you know, when you're a Broadway performer, you go in and out of shows and in and out of work a lot.
Right.
And, you know, as you get older, it's very hard to, you know, have those downs because you have rent and you have bills and you're not necessarily sharing an apartment with four girls. So I needed something that was pretty stable in my life. So I found teaching, and I just love teaching. I love helping people and love teaching fitness. And so that's kind of how that came about. And then at a certain point in my life, I just realized I kind of really wanted my own thing, and I started my own business. And so that's kind of how it all happened in a very
fantastic
short way.
Well, if anyone's watched the Radio City Rockettes, you know the amount of energy that goes into putting on one of those shows. It's about a 3-hour show, right? Is it standard show about 3 hours, if I remember correctly?
It's only an hour and a half, but the hard part about the Rockettes is that you do up to 4 shows a day. And when
A
Rockette, you did 5 shows a day. So you're pretty much, and you are, you know, kicking, you know, around 300 kicks a show. I mean, if you have 5 shows in a day, it's like 1,500 kicks. I mean, it is exhausting. Those women work so hard, and it's possibly the most athletic job I've ever done. It's a lot of work, a lot of hard work. So you do need lots of energy for that one.
I was thinking about trying out, but after you said that, I'll definitely hold off. So maybe not this lifetime. A backup singer and a Radio City Rockette are still on my bucket list. So I don't know how to make either of those happen. But anyhow, so
if I ever meet you one day, I'll teach you how to kick like a rockette, and then there you go.
Okay, love it. Well, so you start your own business and you start training celebrities as well. I'm curious because a lot of performers I meet, they almost go through a burnout phase when they've had to do something, you know, for a really long time, like they've had to be physically fit for that for a period of time, or have to be on all the time. Did you ever go through that burnout period, or just feel like your body couldn't do this anymore and just needed a break?
Well, I mean, yes. I you know, I'll be honest with you. I train sometimes 8 hours a day. I'm training clients, and then I'll come back and do it exactly, you know, the next day. So yes, I get very tired, and you know, my body aches and pains. But I have learned over, you know, especially over the last year where I've had my own business, that, you know, you just have to really take care of yourself. So I get very intense medical massages once a week and acupuncture. And you know, to be honest, even if I am super tired, I walk into, you know, a private with a client, or I walk into one of my classes and I see my clients there, and I instantly get energized. I put music on, and I just somehow, I don't know where it comes from, but you know, they, like, clients really do inspire me. They, you know, you see them there and they want to work out hard, and then you're just like, all right, let's go. And then you just, you know, put your, you just get your energy. I don't know. It just comes.
I get it. Trust me. I get it. I think that for some of us, we feed off the energy of others, and we know that they're looking to us, and that just motivates you more. So I completely understand that. How did kind of the jump rope workout, you know, how did all of that evolve? And tell us, you know, of course, my mom, you know, when I was 8 or 9 years old, was a firm believer in the jump rope and working out using the jump rope. But, you know, of course, I don't know how graceful I was with all of that. But again, we forget about it. It's an easy thing to carry. You can take it anywhere. Tell us about the jump rope workout, how that evolved, and what you're trying to accomplish with it.
Yeah, so I was training a private client, and I gave her the jump rope to kind of warm up, and we were just jumping together, and as sometimes this happens to me as I'm training clients, I kind of just had this idea, and I just said in my head, we're not going to put this jump rope down today. I'm going to create a workout that just keeps going. We're going to do everything, arms, abs, legs, with this jump rope, and I'm going to see what happens. And luckily, the client that I had was this, you know, wonderful woman who is, you know, kind of game for anything. And so I knew I could try it out on her. And we did the whole hour. And by the end, we looked at each other and she was like, Amanda, that was really hard. And I looked at her, I was like, I know. And I was like, I think I have something here. And so then over the next couple of years, I kind of came up with what a class could be for a jump rope class. And I also kind of realized in creating it that there is nothing like what I'm trying to create. There is no class in New York City that I know of that is an hour jump rope class where you use the jump rope in ways to tone your body and then also in ways to do cardio. There's a couple, you know, jump cardio, you know, 30 minute workouts, but nothing that combine toning and cardio to make an interval-based workout. And so, and then I also, you know, started investigating, you know, jump roping and the benefits of it and how many calories it burns and how it tones your entire body. And I just thought, gosh, this piece of equipment is amazing. And then I started, you know, doing jump rope, you know, more and more every day, and realizing how much, like, it really takes, you know, it wins you, and you really get, you know, you build up your endurance, and how fun it is when you, you know, start to learn tricks and how you just keep getting better at it as the more you do. And so I really was passionate about starting a class, and it took me a little while, but finally, once I decided to start my own business, I had a meeting at where I teach the class now at Van Deer, and Jen Van Deer looked at me and she was like, I love this idea. Let's do it. And she just put her faith in me, and I owe her so much for that, because I really, you know, she didn't really know me at all, and there was nothing like a jump rope class in the city, and we had no idea if it was going to be well received or not. And she just put her faith in me, and she says, you got it. What do you need? What jump ropes do you need? And let's go. And so, you know, it turns out that it has completely changed my body, the rope workout that I've created. My upper body especially, I've always kind of wanted this toned, long, lean muscles in my arms, and I've never been able to get it. I just don't have those muscles that, you know, you lift a weight and you see results. It's just not how my body works. But with this jump rope and jump roping and the cardio and the toning exercises that I've created, it has changed my body, and I've seen it change my clients' bodies, and it's really super effective. And not only that, but it is a workout that I can tell my clients, oh, you're going on vacation, what do you want, you know, take the jump rope.
No,
and they look at me
excuses.
And they're like,
right.
Exactly. They look
Absolutely
at me and they're
no
like,
excuses.
I know, but it's so hard. I'm like, I know, but if you really only have 10 minutes because you're on vacation, but you really want to just kind of do something, just jump rope for 10 minutes. You'll burn over 150 calories and you'll get your heart rate up, your blood flowing, and you're toning your entire body. And they're like, okay. And then they take it and they're like, I'm so glad I brought my jump rope with me. And I'm like, I told you.
Now, I want to stop you there for a second because you said something really important. And listeners, I hope you guys all caught that. So the math, so 10 minutes of jump roping, you're saying 150 calories. And what did you say after that?
It burns 150 calories. It's a you pretty much jump about a worth a mile. It's equivalent to running an 8 minute mile. And it's 150 calories in a mile. And when I wear my tracker, it's about 2,000 steps. So, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, you try to get 10,000 steps a day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it is hard, especially like, you know, when I go home to Ohio and I'm with my family and you're in a car and you're driving around and you're not in the city walking around, it's really hard to get 10,000 steps in a day. So, you know, think about in 10 minutes, you're getting 2,000 steps and you're just also, you know, doing the amazing bit of cardio. It's incredible piece of exercise equipment. And, you know, look at boxers. I mean, if boxers mm-hmm. do it, they're on to something.
And we all have, I mean, let's be honest, as much as, you know, we all juggle and have different roles to fill, we all have 10 minutes. And I think the hardest part for many of us, myself included, is we are locked in that mentality. If I don't have an hour to work out, then I'm not getting a workout. But if in 10 minutes you can burn 150 calories and it's equivalent to, you know, 2,000 steps, that cumulatively over time is huge. And for anyone in a sedentary job or in a sedentary city where they're commuting a lot and not getting the activity they need, but at the same time in a time trap where they don't have the time to make it to the gyms or things like that, this is such an easy thing to do. I'm literally going to jump all over this. So anyhow, I had to get that in. I'm sorry. But tell us a little bit about why the jump rope workout, or jump roping, I guess, is the best way to describe it, is maybe different than, you know, some of the other workouts that are out there today. What are some of the key differences, other than obviously the great calorie burn, the efficiency of calorie burning, and things like that that you've mentioned? What do you think some of the other advantages are?
Well, there's so many. It's actually really interesting. And like I said, the more I research jump roping and then develop my class, I developed it so that you work on four different aspects of cardio, but also with this jump rope. So, like, for instance, I do four intervals in my class of where you pick up the rope and you jump. The first interval is just basically getting back a basic jump so that you work on that form so that you really understand, you know, where my elbows should be, where my abs should be, just getting that perfect form. But then after that, we work on coordination, which is kind of adding in some fancy footwork as you jump, and which is such a great, like, mind-body connection, which is something I really, really feel passionate about when I teach, especially in my jump rope class, but also in my dance class, or even when I am teaching a private client. I really, really encourage people to think about what you're doing. Think about the muscle group you're working, because if you're thinking about brunch or thinking about your job, or thinking about your boyfriend or your husband or what you have to do the minute you leave the class, you're not utilizing the hour that you have that you're in the studio working. So I'm always like, you guys, look at yourself in the mirror, think about what you're doing and focus. It'll be everything that you're worried about will be there when you leave, but you've given yourself this hour. So think about your body right now. So what I love about jump rope coordination is that you literally have to think, okay, I'm moving in and out for eight, I'm lifting my knees up, and it really, that coordination is really hard for people to get, but again, it's something that you get better at and you see yourself grow at, which is also really encouraging, because clients come up to me, they're like, I did the coordination today. And I'm like, I know. Really so they get really, really excited. So, you know, that's something that's a little bit different than if you're just running on the treadmill and you don't really have to, you know, you don't really have to think about what you're doing. You can think about other things, but when you're jump roping and you're really focusing on coordination with your legs, you're also thinking about inner thighs, outer thighs, abs. You're thinking about squeezing your glutes, squeezing your inner thighs. And so it's really that really important brain to body coordination that connects and strengthens those two muscle groups, which, you know, your brain is a muscle, like you have to work on it.
You bring up something really important that, again, I'm a little bit guilty of. You know, I will show up to work out, but I'm not necessarily engaged. Do you feel like those workouts, even though we're moving, are not as effective? Is that sort of what you've noticed? Like when we're not mentally engaged, like a lot of times I show up, but I'm either mentally exhausted or, you know, in full disclosure, I'm sending emails or text while I'm spinning or things like that. So you know, are those less effective workouts because our brain is not on our body, it's on other stuff?
I would say I'm going to leave that to you. You know, if you're in a spin class and you are super focused on what you're doing, do you leave that class feeling like, I just got an amazing workout? Now, if you spent 10 of those minutes worrying about an email and also grabbing down on your phone and texting somebody at the same time, are you as engaged? Is your body working as hard as it possibly could? Probably not. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times, and I'm not afraid to do this, I do this a lot in my classes, if I'm teaching something and I look around the room and I can tell that people are not focused, I literally turn the music off and I say to everyone, I'm like, what are you doing here? Why are you here? If you are not focused on your body right now, nothing's going to change. And if you want something to change, you have to think about what you're doing and why you're doing it and really use that muscle group. Because, and then I'll do an example of like a jumping jack. People throw jumping jacks away and it's possibly the best exercise move you can do. It literally works every muscle group and your body. And people cheat themselves. They're not opening their legs wide enough. Their arms are barely over their head. And I demonstrate a bad jumping jack, and then I demonstrate a good jumping jack. And I'm like, which one do you think burns more calories? Which one do you think is engaging your muscles more? Which one do you think is creating stronger, longer, leaner muscles? And, I mean, you don't even – it's a rhetorical question because you can tell. So I do believe that, yes, if you have your head in the game, the workout and the benefits of it are going to far succeed – when you're worried about, you know, brunch or texting somebody in the middle of the class. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know. And again, I think, you know, for everybody out there who's listening today, and we all are trying to be in the best shape we can be in and feel good and feel healthy about our bodies, I think it's so important to remember this, that sometimes it is quality over quantity. And if you can spend your workout minutes focused, just like we talk about focusing on your breath and focusing on the present moment and all these other pieces of being aware and being present, but spending that time being focused on your body and what the intention is for your body, I'm betting that that would be much more effective than spending more time, 45 minutes to an hour, or even 2 hours, not focused on things and then being distracted in the process. So if you don't take anything away from today's episode, at least remember that, you know, it's quality time, focus on it, have an intention even for your body, and watch things change around you. Any other things about the jump rope workout in particular, you know, anything else you would add to that, Amanda?
The jump rope workout in particular that I've created?
Yes, I'm eager to learn more.
So what I did is I kind of developed a class that would be great for if you were a beginner jumper or an advanced jumper, because I really wanted to encourage everyone to come and not be afraid of trying a jump rope class, which, you know, it's funny. When people walk in the room for the first time, they say to me, they're like, I'm really scared. I'm really worried. And I'm like, it's going to be okay. I got you. Like, it's okay. And I always say, like, whether you're a beginner or advanced, you can do this class, because if you are a beginner, you just worry about that basic jump and getting that basic jump really great. And then if you are advanced, you follow along with me on the different intervals that I do, which I've created to, you know, work your body more. But like some of the other things that we do with the jump rope is I put a song on and we work on endurance. So endurance is, you know, super important, building up, you know, keeping your heart strong and obviously for burning calories. So I put on a song that's slightly longer, and I encourage you to jump. Try to jump for the whole song at the tempo of the song. So the song is a little bit faster and you're going for a longer period of time. So I try to make the song around 600 to 750 jumps in one song. And again, that's just a challenge for people. And it's something that, you know, finally I did the endurance song today. I got there. And then the last interval is a speed interval where we work on sprints. So for 20 seconds, I say, you know, go at your normal pace, and then for 10 seconds, you're going to speed up and go at a sprint. So that's really fun too, is how I end class. It kind of really gets your heart rate back up right at the end of class. But, and then the toning sections we do, I've created, you know, you use the jump rope in different ways that you've never thought about before. So you put them between your hands and kind of use it as a resistance band in a way, to use your own body resistance to hold your body. I'm a dancer, so I come from, you know, long lean muscles and long body that, like, you use your own body resistance. So I use the jump rope to hold your body up so that you can work on balance and you can work on stability in your core. So we use the jump rope kind of like as poles at one point. You can, and I also, my whole brand kind of relates to Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman, you know, carries her lasso of truth, which is her rope.
Yes, she does. And, yeah. I love Wonder Woman.
And so I created toning moves where you use the rope as your line of truth. So we throw the rope down and you jump over it and you put your leg over it and you use it as a guideline so that you cannot cheat in your workout, which is another huge thing that I'm very, very passionate about when I teach, that you don't cheat. So if I say, get your leg up, now we have a line where the jump rope is, where you have to cross over with your leg so that you know if you're cheating or not in the workout. So it's my lasso of truth that I've created. So the whole class in an hour, I always make sure you do over 2,000 jumps and you're toning your entire body. So the first half of class is upper body, second half of class is lower body, and cardio is those intervals in between.
And any standard jump, you don't need a jump rope, right? We don't need to go find a special lasso or anything. Any standard jump rope will work, right?
Yeah, any standard jump rope. You just want to make sure that it's the right size. So when you stand in the middle of a jump rope, you want your feet hip width apart, and you want to hold those handles in both hands, and you want the top of the handle to come to the tip of your shoulder. And then that's how you know that your jump rope is the right size.
Fantastic. Well, I know, you know, so I know I want to jump, like, I'm going to say it again. I'm so sorry. I know I want to jump all over this and get the, and definitely get these videos, because again, time is always something that I'm trying to budget, and I'm often not in the same place on any given day. And I don't need any excuses, just like I'm sure all my listeners too are in the same sort of struggle of trying to balance everything that they're supposed to do. And you're talking, you know, 600 to 700 jumps per song. I think for a lot of us, if we can get there, that in itself would be such a great workout. I know when I try to jump rope, I have a long way to go before I can do 600 to 700 jumps. I know you've got videos. I'm sure for people listening, they may have trouble, you know, visualizing some of what we're talking about. I know videos are important. That's another great tool to have at home to pop up, you know, maybe on your computer or your DVD or TV or wherever else. So tell us a little bit about your videos and how my listeners can find them and maybe jump into this whole routine.
I love it. Videos are available to purchase on my website, amandaklutz.com. And they are streaming videos, so you can watch them from any device. And I have three different videos. Two are jump rope based. One is a 20-minute jump rope toning video. And the other is a jump rope 20-minute cardio video. And then I have a 40-minute dance video. So the three combined are a great little trifecta, because if you have 20 minutes and you really want to just burn calories, you can do the jump rope cardio. If you have 40 minutes, you can combine the two jump rope and do a cardio and a toning. And if you have 60 minutes, you can do the 40-minute dance and the 20-minute toning. And if you just have 40 minutes, you have the other option of doing the dance video. So they really kind of work well together and really kind of tone, again, the whole entire body. And I'm really proud of my videos. I try to do something a little bit different. So I have a lot of graphics and text to help you stay positive and to stay motivated. And it's a lot of fun. I have to say, I'm really proud of them, and I think everyone out there will really like them. They're great little tool to keep with you if you're traveling or at home and you want to do an at home workout.
Well, I think this is something that all of us can do. And again, her videos are on Amanda Klootz. It's KLOOTS.com. And if you want to connect with Amanda, she is on social media at Amanda Klootz and at The Rope NYC. I'll have to come visit you the next time I'm in New York, but I really appreciate you taking the time out today to talk to us. I hope all women everywhere are inspired to go out and purchase their jump rope and use it and have just one more tool as they try to be the best version of themselves. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. I hope to see you in New York City.
Yes, take care.